Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I think we could, if we are minded. I mean, I don't see an issue here, partly because of the point that this was a reference back, reference to two different points. One was to note the support by the members for the study of this issue, which will be developed basically in a later report. And then also this point that we addressed earlier concerning the general rule. So if I'm just given a minute, I'm going to go back to that text, and we could perhaps just bring a little bit of the same text back to this discussion and adopt that. And we'll just use the same formulation. They agreed that that members broadly agreed. They understand the concern to be about the all, right? So members broadly, I think Mr. Patel is shaking his head in the affirmative, so that members broadly agreed. So we delete all and the word had after the word members. We can keep that language and just say in general international law at the end of that paragraph, that sentence. So it will be to delete, noted that all, delete all members and delete the word had. So delete all and had, and that will be 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line from the top in the English version. And then we would keep the rest of the sentence and just add after the reference to precedent and then say in general international law. Thank you very much. I hope that's clear and that captures.